We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yes, sir. Well, here we go. Campers, getting underway with the fourth and final hour of the Bobby Mack Electric Radio Program. Hosted, of course, by yours truly, the attack dog of the right, the bombastic loudmouth of the South, the president of Insensitivity University, where we specialize in non-politically correct studies. And since it is Friday, that means it's the free-for-all. Whatever you feel like talking about is fair game. Ingalls Advantage Talk Line, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number 71307. And as always, my email, bob@1063word.com.
James, are you not entertained?
Well, I certainly hope you are. Here we go. It is the final bonus hour for this week. They're burying the lead. Heads are exploding at the Collusion News Network and at BSNBC. What's wrong with Robert Mueller? No indictments forthcoming? Mueller's in the bag for Trump. Even Fox buried the lead, as the saying goes. Here's a story from Fox News. Special Counsel Robert Mueller has submitted to Attorney General Bill Barr his long-awaited report on the investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential race and possible collusion with Trump associates, marking the end of the politically explosive probe and the beginning of a new battle over its contents and implications. Second paragraph. Mueller is not recommending any further indictments, a senior DOJ official told Fox News. No further indictments. Oh, Bob Mueller, good to see you, Bob. Got your report there? Having a result of your special counsel's investigation? Yeah, I got it here. I got nothing. 2 years, $100 million later. Nothing else. You know, a few process crimes. We got General Flynn. You know, we sent the stormtroopers into Manafort's house and Roger Stone's house. We're going to get them for things they did totally distanced from the Donald Trump presidential election campaign. So, you know, other than that, nothing to see here. Move along. Wow. Now, this has to be a relief to Rudy Giuliani and Jay Sekulow, the president's attorneys. And I think they've suspected for some time, you know, if there's nothing to find, there's nothing to find. And now that Page and Strzok are no longer, now that Page and Strzok are gone from the FBI and they're no longer poking the DOJ with a sharp stick as they did to try and push this investigation in the first place, you know, there was nothing there. There never was anything there, and I suspect they knew there was. If they're going to do a real investigation into collusion with the Russians, how about Trump's opponent, Hillary Rodham Thelonious Von Pantsuit Clinton, who signed off on selling 20% of America's uranium to whom? Who did we sell that uranium to? Oh, yeah, Russia. Wow. So here we are, 2 years and $100 million later. And once again, they failed. As Danny Glover said in Sniper, I win, you lose. Again. So it has to be a relief that all this is over. But of course, you know as well as I do, the folks at CNN and MSLSD are not going to give up this easily. They will delve into the minutiae of the Mueller report and see what they can dig out and talk about the failure of Mueller and Wiseman and all of his other DNC Hillary money contributing attorneys that were on his team, their failure to come up with something when there was obvious evidence there was collusion all along. We all knew it. Well, if there was, would not indictments be forthcoming? And what about this business of obstruction of justice? You know, you can't fire James Comey as the director of the FBI. Of course he can. Comey works for the DOJ. Everybody who worked at the DOJ is an employee who serves at the pleasure of the president. And that would mean if he decides to fire you, guess what? Here's your cardboard box, pal. Please take your personal vehicle out of the basement. Can't take the FBI car home anymore. Well, we'll give you a ride home. That's it. So the accusation of obstruction of justice was ridiculous on its face. But, of course, you know, the Alphabet networks, they're going to be apoplectic as well. It won't just be CNN and BSNBC that are losing their minds to learn that 2 years down the road and all of this money being flushed down the toilet by Mueller and his team, that they come up empty. Yeah, they get a couple of process crimes. They get collusion, all right. They get collusion with Roger Stone and Ukrainians or whatever, who have, by the way, have little love lost for the old Soviet Union or Putin or the new Russia. But this has to be a black day for progressives everywhere. In on the text line, time to go after Hillary and Obama and give their corruption 2 years' worth of proctological exams. No kidding. Never happen. Never happen. But would be nice. Bob, no further indictments at this time in the Mueller report. You ever hear of an unindicted co-conspirator? Or you can't indict a sitting president? Report will be buried by the Attorney General. Dear 100% Second Amendment folks, two-year-old in Tennessee shot by a stray bullet this week. Happens a lot. Should that gun owner be red flagged and lose gun rights? Until we know more details, how did it happen? Did somebody leave a gun lying around? Was a gun stolen and some kid had it and fired off a cap? People do stupid things that cost people their lives all the time, and not all of them involve firearms. Bobby, to your previous caller, Lou, don't bite, buddy. Flimsy lapdog Gramnesty is just posturing, as he always does, before the 2020 election. Don't vote for him. The minute he gets elected, he'll stab you in the freaking back so fast you won't know what hit you. He'll call you a bigot and tell you to shut up as he jumps on the impeach Trump bandwagon. Mark my words. Bobby, they want guns so they can remove President Trump, and they don't dare try it now. Bob, they can pass anything. Maybe even some gas, but we are absolutely not turning over our firearms. Who do they think they are? Bob, Lindsey Graham is just talking the talk in preparation for 2020. Don't let him fool you. Bobby, definition of socialism, means of production should be owned or regulated by the government. If Trump is telling GM what plants should be where, is he a socialist? No, because if he was a socialist, he would be mandating it. Dummy. Not suggesting it. God. 6:15 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here. Right back with more as we close things out here on Friday. Still to come, boneheads in the news and today's good news story. Picking and grinning. I'm picking, and Money Penny is grinning. And they used to do that. that was good stuff back in the day. Charlie Daniels Band in the background. Billy the Kid. That would be William Bonney. 6:22 here on the Bobby Mac Show in the last hour, the bonus hour on Friday, in on the text line. Bobby, wouldn't it be good to have Senator Trey Gowdy or Supreme Court Justice Trey Gowdy? Yeah, I think, though, that the Trey is probably done with his public service commitment. Bobby, isn't it amazing when it's not good news for the Dems, gets released 4:45 on Friday afternoon? Yeah. Mere coincidence, I'm sure. Bobby, I agree with that last text. I don't believe a word that comes out of Lindsey's mouth. He's a liar and a backstabber. Never vote for him again, no matter what he says or does. Bobby, it's a beautiful day in South Carolina. My day just keeps getting butter by making y'all's butter. Hope everyone has a butter weekend. Love always, Foghorn McTaxter. Thank you. Good to hear from you as always, Governor. Bob, don't say an investigation into Hillary will never happen. I think now maybe it can. Bobby, I just found out Beto means fake Mexican in Swahili. Really? I didn't know that. Bobby, there's a travesty of justice in Mueller's investigation, and that would be the economic terrorism he practiced to go after Trump by going after people associated with him from Richard. True enough. True enough. Bob, the Republican should put together a special counsel for Hillary, but everyone in the investigative team should be Trump contributors. Gotcha. To the phones we go. Michael is next up here on the free-for-all. He is in my stomping grounds of Taylor's. Hi, Michael, and welcome to the show.
Hey, I needed the entertainment of seeing how the left handled the Mueller report coming out.
Right.
So I flipped on CNN and MSNBC, and they're all going the direction of, hey, there's still the Southern District of New York we can pin our hopes on.
They never, ever quit.
Well, here is where there's a huge flaw in that plan.
Yeah.
Basically, the Southern District is looking into things involving Trump's business dealings before he was president.
Correct.
So depending on what they find and how old it is, considering that you're only able to impeach a president for things he did in office, and you cannot indict a sitting president, by the time he gets reelected and serves 4 more years,
right,
by the time he gets out of office, anything the Southern District might find may very well have its statute of limitations already run out.
Yeah, but you know the way the left is, they don't even so much care about that as they just having something they can fling against the wall, and they keep throwing stuff up there, and they hope that something will stick. And the fact that nothing has so far is not going to deter them from continuing to throw stuff against the wall.
See, that's where I'm wondering if he gets reelected, which seems pretty likely based on the competition.
I think so, too.
I mean, honestly, are they going to have a podium at the debate for Beto to stand on?
And a wheelchair for Bernie to come in on? Oh, he's got his $180,000 sports car. He can drive that in there. Yeah.
You know, there are some restaurants that are complaining about Beto that have hosted him, right?
Oh, really?
Yes, because there's some serious DHEC issues with having somebody standing on a table where food is served.
Well, he's so close to the ground because he loves to eat that dirt, you know.
That's true.
Yeah.
But no, the problem is, even if they want to go into the next term, trying to stick something on Trump.
Right.
It's not like it will deter him getting a third term. There's no third term to get.
Correct.
It will only make the Republican Party look more sympathetic. And honestly, who is going to look more reasonable in 2024 than a really, really nice Mike Pence?
You know, I think that reason has absolutely departed the arena, like Elvis, when it comes to the Democrats. I mean, look at the people that are out there running. Crazy Bernie plugs Biden. Stand up, Chuck.
He hasn't even announced yet.
No. Liar Watha.
But he's picked a VP.
Yeah. Spartacus. And then, of course, the inimitable Beto O'Dork. This is the best they can come up with.
And don't forget the impossible to pronounce Kamala.
What is the deal with that? I just I don't get it.
I don't know.
How about comrade?
Yeah. I guess.
Yeah, Comrade Harris.
Biden, I saw that Biden, though he hasn't announced his pick to running mate.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, since when has Joe been averse to getting the cart before the horse?
And it further proves that the best reward you can get in the Democrat Party is losing, because didn't she lose her bid for governor?
I believe...
Was I asleep that day?
I believe she did get whacked in the Georgia gubernatorial race. But then, you know, that hasn't deterred Beto. You know, he loses...
This is true.
How can you have an $80 million slush fund to campaign with and lose?
Well, when you're a moron...
Well, I guess that kind of goes against the grain of the argument of you can buy an election, because Beto certainly couldn't buy one in Texas, could he?
He was only able to rent some exposure.
Yeah, he was. Exactly right. Thanks, Michael. I appreciate the call. Good to have you here. In on the text line this afternoon, let me quickly catch up with the new entrants here. Bobby, it's so conclusively obvious every crime the Obama-Clinton administration knew they were guilty of has tried to blame on the Trump presidency. They're trying to blame him for doing everything else they've already done. Why else would Trump have allowed this frenzy to continue? He knew it would expose many of the treasonous actions of them. Afternoon, Bobby Mack. It would seem that if Trump had lost a third world without guns, we would be. But it is another beautiful day in Greer. Thank you. I think something got lost in translation somewhere there. 6:29 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Stand by, because packed into the last half of the bonus hour here on the Friday free-for-all, boneheads in the news and today's good news story. Be right back. I know, but it's almost over for this week. We are in the last half of the bonus hour here on Friday with Maurice White, the late, great Maurice White, and the group that he named after the elements in his astrological sign. Gave that as a name for the band, Earth, Wind, and Fire. Let's groove. 6:35 now, 25 before 7 o'clock here in the Bobby Mack Show as we wrap things up. Boneheads is on the way. In on the text line. Bobby, you are great. Thank you. Thanks for voicing the people's opinion. Thanks to you, we have a voice. Keep it up. That is my intent. Bobby, it isn't Beto O'Rourke. It's Beno O'Rourke for all that methane that is coming out the wrong end of his elementary canal. Yeah, there's a reason we call him Beto O'Dork. Credit to Mark Levin for that one. Mark started calling him that, and I had to borrow that from him. Bobby, when there are this many Democrats running for 2020, are all political stories boneheads in the news? Well, you got a point. Yeah, pretty much. And I think, yeah, that catches me up with a text line. Okay, so we're good to go. Here we go with today's edition of
Boneheads in the News.
And we begin today in Appleton, Wisconsin, where 19-year-old Xingzai Yang has been charged with bank robbery. Ordered held on $250,000 bond. He's in the lockup. A criminal complaint stated a bank teller saw a person wearing black clothing, a mask, and holding a gun, came in and asked for $10,000. Tellers gave him the money. When the police arrived at the scene, they saw him walking away and arrested him. His explanation for why he committed bank robbery? He told officers he felt like trying something new that day. Okay, well, here's something else new you can try on that day. You can try handcuffs for the first time. You can try riding in the back of a police cruiser for the first time. You can try appearing before the judge, and you can try wearing the orange jumpsuit in the Gray Bar Hotel. Let us know how all of that works out for you there, Mr. Yang. Moneypenny and I were talking in the break about how many boneheads in the news stories begin. A Florida man. Well, this has now turned into a thing. It's a new challenge, the Florida Man Challenge. You just Google Florida Man followed by your birthday. There are so many news stories about idiotic criminals in Florida, you're bound to find something. Like if your birthday was, say, June 28th, you'd Google Florida man, June 28, and you'd get Florida man back in jail after not paying for taxi that picked him up from jail. As a matter of fact, we put together a few Florida man examples for you in Boneheads.
Florida man yells there's no Santa at holiday event.
Florida man named Happy arrested on DUI charges for second time this month.
Florida
Happy.
Man who threw toilet through window in East St. Louis found with second crapper.
Florida okay. man bites dog to establish dominance.
Florida man on bicycle arrested after tussling with police at Taco Bell.
Florida man, one disguised in bull costume, allegedly tried to burn down his ex-boyfriend's home with spaghetti sauce.
Florida man quits his Burger King job, steals all of their chicken nuggets.
Okay. There you go. Interestingly, we don't have a Florida man story in Boneheads today, but I'm sure it'll be a brief absence. Meanwhile, how about Pennsylvania man? Guy in Pennsylvania backed his SUV through the front door of a beer distributor on Wednesday, causing $15,000 in damages, all to steal two cans of Bud Ice that sell for $1.25 each. By the way, his face was caught on the security camera, was right next to the register. Here's a customer and the owner.
You see smash and grabs, now you have backups, smashes and grabs.
The one can cost $1.25 and the two can is going to be $2.50.
Oh,
if he wants the two cans, if he tell me I'm going to put the one case of beer outside, there's the worth for everybody.
I don't think Sam will appreciate his version of takeout service here.
Yeah,
he's
really
dangerous any way you look at it. If he's willing to do something like that to back up into a store and rob it, well, what's next? Running somebody over to get away from it? Running a policeman over? God only knows.
Yeah, you hate to think. So there you go. He is also now the guest of the county there in Pennsylvania. We switch gears to Manhattan, where a 19-year-old stole a cab on Tuesday. Why did he steal the cab? Well, he wanted to go to a Six Flags theme park down in Jersey, the Garden State. He didn't realize it was closed for the winter. Doesn't open for another couple of weeks. He got busted when he got stopped on the way there to take a nap in the back of the cab. Does this remind anybody of the Griswolds?
Sorry, folks, park's closed.
Yeah.
The moose out front should have told you.
Yeah, that's right.
Sorry, folks, we're closed for 2 weeks to clean and repair America's favorite family fun park. Sorry.
We watch his program. We buy his toys. We go to his movies. He owes us.
Yeah.
Doesn't he owe us? Huh? He owes the Griswolds, right?
Sorry, folks, park's closed. The moose out front should have told you.
You listen to me. If you do what I say, and there won't be any problem, okay? Okay. We just drove 2,460 miles just for a little Roy Wally entertainment. The moose says you're closed. I say you're open.
We're not really violent people. This is our first gun.
No, it isn't.
So, another guest of the state. Meantime, some business-related news. The CEO of Levi's says he has still never washed his jeans. What? What, are they standing up by themselves in the corner or what? He first said this in 2014. He says he spot cleans them or he hand washes them. By the way, he also said putting your jeans in the freezer in an attempt to remove bacteria doesn't work. That's just an old wives' tale.
I almost wore my 10-year-old 501s, which were the jeans that I wore when I made that statement, which is probably going to go on my tombstone when I die. But those jeans have never been in the laundry. And if you talk to real denim aficionados, they will all agree you should never put a pair of jeans in the washing machine.
There
so
you go. Yeah.
I spot clean my jeans when they need to be washed. Mm-hmm. Worst case, I'll hand wash them. And I do it myself still. I mean, I love my jeans and I take good care of them.
And I understand you could also put them in the freezer.
That is an old wives' tale. It does not work. I'm sorry to say, it freezes the germs, and then after they come out of the freezer, the germs are still there.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to know. Thanks. We appreciate that. You know, a fun fact attached to today's Boneheads. Back in the day, Jefferson Airplane did a radio commercial for Levi's. They were just a local San Francisco band before they became big. Levi's, of course, a San Francisco brand. And you thought nobody from the 60s sold out?
Now, Jefferson Airplane.
Right now, with your white Levi's. White Levi's come in black, flashing Bravo blue. I love you. Right now, with your white Levi's. Right now, with some cactus, painted blue and white, crashing loaded.
Grace Slick is fired up on this one. Wow. Yeah, there it is. Jefferson Airplane from the 60s for Levi's. I'm sorry, but that is just
wrong.
Yeah, absolutely. Don't know how well that one would have gone over at the Fillmore. Back in the day. Far out, man. I can dig it. There you go. There is a Friday's edition of
Boneheads in the News.
Right back on the other side to wrap things up. And today's good news story is to put a brighter aspect on. You'll like this one. You'll like goodness. That's next. Yeah. Medley of hits from the George Baker selection. Pretty good little tune, though. Lil Green Bag. 6:50, 10 before 7 o'clock here, the Bobby Mac Show. I promised good news is on the way, and it is coming up in just a bit. First of all, a bit of good news from the regular news category. The governor of Mississippi, a fellow named Phil Bryant, has signed one of the strictest abortion laws in the nation yesterday, outlawing most procedures once a fetal heartbeat can be detected. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that I read earlier this week that there is a similar piece of legislation to that has been introduced down in Columbia. We'll see if anything good happens with that, but I believe there is a piece of legislation down there. The law would make it illegal for a woman to have an abortion after approximately 6 weeks of pregnancy. The Center for Reproductive Rights called the bill blatantly unconstitutional and has threatened to sue the state to block the law from going into effect July 1st. The term heartbeat bill is a manipulative misnomer. They said these bills actually rob women of their choice to have an abortion before they even know they're pregnant. Bryant, the governor, responded, "We will all answer to the good Lord one day. I will say in this instance, I fought for the lives of innocent babies, even under the threat of legal action." Mississippi, just the latest in a growing list of Republican-led states considering similar actions this year. The Ohio legislature proposed a similar measure during former Governor John Kasich's term. Kasich, naturally being the lunatic that he is, vetoed the proposal. But the new Republican governor, Mike DeWine, has indicated he will support the bill. The measure passed the Ohio Senate last week. In Kentucky, a similar bill passed last month. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds last spring signed a heartbeat bill into law. Meantime, states like New York, Virginia, New Mexico, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and Washington have either passed new laws expanding abortion access, in fact creating infanticide in effect, or are moving towards stripping old laws from the books that limit abortions. In New York, non-doctors are now allowed to conduct abortions, and the procedure can be done until the mother's due date if the woman's health is endangered or if the fetus is not viable. The previous law only allowed abortions after 24 weeks of pregnancy if a woman's life was at risk. Wasn't one of the arguments back in the day that we don't want these back alley abortions and now you don't have to be a doctor to perform one? Wow, how things have changed. Okay, here we go. Time for today's good news story. Here's Gary Goodvoice. Monty Petty.
Time to feel good. It's Bobby Mack's good news.
This one, I guess, you'd categorize as being every dark cloud has a silver lining. I think it's the best way that we can describe this one. We all know about the melting snow in the Midwest and all the rains they've had and the storms that have come through, resulting in really terrific flooding there. It's been awful. One cool story, though, did make it out of Nebraska. On their third attempt in 3 days, two guys waded a mile and a half through mud, muck, ice, and floodwaters in an effort to check on their flooded cabin. When they got there, what did they find nearby that had washed down in the flood? A beer fridge. Still full of beer. They posted photos on Facebook. It went viral. They returned to the fridge to their owner. They're all hoping it'll bring more attention to the help they need there.
It and gets a little closer. He says, "Hey, it's a refrigerator." And he gets over there, he opens it up, and he says, "And it's full of beer." Said, "I'll be darned, they are ice cold." There was actually ice in the freezer still. Texted the pictures the next day to a friend of mine, three or four photos, and he decided to put them on Facebook that evening. And so the rest is history. It went crazy.
Yeah, that's it. You know, it went viral after that. No wonder. Hope those folks, so we'll pray for those folks. They're in trouble. As always, on Friday, we wrap it up with Satchmo. I hope you have a great weekend. See you back on Monday. God bless.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.